morning, everybody. It's kind of murky, like they say in the island. Bleaky day, man. Bleaky. Well, anyhow, kind of bleaky for Shirvani, I guess. And yet, he said he's relieved to be leaving. That's Ham Shirvani is out as the North Dakota chancellor. Just amazing front page news all over the state. Three big stories in the forum, front page, back page, middle page. Big story. You know, there's been quite a lot of turnover. Sounds like he and Ham Shirvani is going to be on What's On Your Mind in the 10 o'clock hour. So stay tuned to listen to that. Got an article here about he's relieved. Wishes he'd never started the job, glad to be leaving. And his critics say his management style was too aggressive. The North Dakota Student Association and student groups at some colleges said they had no confidence in his leadership. Anyway, let's listen to some cuts that we have got put in. Why don't you run those now, please, Aaron, to kind of get a sense of... Yes, do number one about I'm very... the audio cut number one, please.
Do you have any regrets?
Regrets of coming here?
Yeah.
Yes. I wish I wouldn't have.
Do you have any regrets on how you did your job?
No. No. I was asked to do, and I did exactly what it's I had to do.
Do you think you're treated fairly by the board?
No comments.
Well, obviously that comment is a loud comment. Could we run cut number 12, too, please?
This was totally unprecedented, uncalled for. The degree of extensive degree of unprofessional attacks and personal attacks. I mean, what do you? You know, I don't have any problem with critics or pushbacks, but as long as it's professional.
So he feels like it wasn't even a professional kind of situation. And let's go ahead and listen to his what he says about efforts to make a more cohesive North Dakota university system. Cut number 10, please. Okay. Let's do that. Number 11.
I am very relieved because my wife and I have been in really the worst... have gone through the worst period in our life.
Wow. Well, that doesn't sound like a lot of communication went along. Today is going to be a day of clarity, and especially we're going to have on State Representative Bob Scarpole from Tioga. He's a chancellor, and he's a Shirvani defender on the effect his resignation and buyout will have. He's going to be with Steve at 9:30 on What's On Your Mind, and then Ham himself will be on at 10, so pretty intense and pretty interesting day. What's the future hold for the North Dakota system? It sounds like a replacement won't even be named until 2015. So that we're going to do everything we can to find out what's on your mind about all of this and how should the university move forward and what should they do. And... So anyway, there's some other stories that we need to be considering. Another major front page story is, in spite of the mandates about minimum sentencing, the rape suspect. Remember the story of the two, the 13-year-old girls? Anyway, the judge shucks the 20-year minimum to sentence the rapist to just 5 years. This is a just to the. What about the family? I mean, these were 13-year-old girls. Jones will also receive credit for 10 months he served in jail since his September 23 arrest. He and his half-brother, Tremaine, were both charged with raping two 13-year-old girls at a South Fargo party where all were consuming alcohol. Neither side disputed the girls told him that they were considerably older. They thought the girls were 17. Nonetheless, the judge said that the sentence Joe's to 20 years in prison would be the equivalent of another of this young man's lifetime. So he gave him a 5-year prison term with another 5 years suspended. The downward departure required that the judge find the 20-year sentence would represent a manifest injustice. The five-year sentence is the absolute lowest a judge can order for a double-A felony gross sexual imposition. So at least he stayed within the extremity of the guidelines. This is one of those things. The court has decided the details about the degree of consensuality and all of those aspects are pretty intense. But the victims were screaming, no, repeatedly. The situations, the salacious aspects of the situations, I encourage anybody that's interested in this to read it. My read is that this was an extremely lenient sentence to a very striking, these were just little girls, 13-year-old girls. Folks, everybody knows 13-year-old girls. They're silly and like to pretend they're older, but when it came right down to it, they were terrified and they were raped. And, you know, used to be not many years ago that a situation like this would result in the death penalty in many states, especially of somebody that young. How do you feel? It's going to be a major issue today on what's on your mind on all five stations across the network, across North Dakota. So, pretty intense. Pretty intense stuff to be dwelling on and thinking about. Due to the amendment on the ballot, it says the chancellor may not even start until 2:15, so that's another headline of this whole situation. Looking at the weather, it's kind of, like I say, it's bleaky, it's on the verge of rain, and of course, the moisture becomes more and more of an issue. TV stories on mosquitoes, dealing with that, all kinds of things to keep our minds around, but mostly spring wheat seeding was 64% complete in spite of the weather, but way behind last year, which was 100% and an 89% average. Spring wheat, 42% emerged. Last year, 99%. Oat seeding, 72% behind, 100%. This is really serious. And then when we compound that with the potato situation, the only bright spot is pasture and range conditions. You know, we have 17% excellent, 57% good. When in years past, those numbers are just a rarity, especially west of the western part of the state. So it's like one man's rain and one man's gloom is another man's treasure. Anyway, it looks like we're going to get some breaks in the weather before the weekend. Today, chance of showers and thunder showers. Tonight will kind of simmer down. Less of a chance of showers tomorrow. And here in town, Tioga showers before 1, then lately possibly some thunder showers later on. Tonight, scatter showers. Wednesday, 20% chance of showers. And then Wednesday night, partly cloudy. By Thursday, mostly sunny with high near 70 out in Tioga and out in that western part of the state. Hopefully, we're going to get through this and end up with a bunch of lovely, lovely crops and not a bunch of crazed mosquitoes. So we hope that's going to make some sense for all of us. We're going to be with Steve Bakken in just a few minutes, and he's going to help set up the big What's on Your Mind show for you. He'll be here after the next break. The Red Hawks, we'll talk about some sports in the third segment, but we've got looking forward to a big time in Kansas City. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the basketball game 7, which was pretty amazing, pretty stunning and powerful. As we now are down to 2 teams, we'll talk about that in the third segment this morning around after 8:30. Nice to see the Red Hawks back to the magic 50% line. Great pitching going on. We'll talk details there. And some more interesting stories. A lady on EPA trying to hide some of the details of her behaviorisms had her dog's email used. Isn't that lovely? And of course, on the national scene, the IRS situation is getting worse and worse. The targeting conservatives was specific policy handed down by superiors. ISA got very aggressive, calling Carney a paid White House liar. And I saw a young man that had liberty in his Tea Party group, they wanted to know even the teens, the underage teen interns. They wanted to know the donors. They wanted to know the mentors, the people that were the example. They wanted to know details of incredible intrusion about this group that was trying to get an IRS exemption. Unbelievable, the abuse of power towards people like us. Anyway, we're going to be back with more of the morning show. Steve Bakken will be here to preview what's on your mind in just a few minutes. Thank you so much for getting up with us, folks. I hope the afternoon brightens up and we have a nice day. See you in a few minutes.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Good morning, everybody. Mark filling in for Scott here, and we have Steve Bakken. How you doing, Steve?
Good. How you doing today, Mark?
I'm feeling good. It's a little nippy. I put on a short sleeve shirt. I wish I would have had long johns and pajamas. But
that's a visual I just didn't need, because I was just picturing you in red long handles at an event I was at yesterday for NDSU, a little golf outing, a little fundraiser and booster golf tournament and supper yesterday here in Bismarck. It was a little nippy then.
Did you?
I can't get that visual out of my mind.
Did you play pretty well?
Well, as good as could be expected. I mean, it was brutally not golf weather yesterday.
A little breezy.
I spent 4 days actually packing up and moving a house, and not physically lifting it, but all the contents. I was a little sore from that and swinging a golf club. I think I got about 5-6 holes in me. I was like, yeah, just nice, easy swing. Plus the weather didn't help either. Being cold, it didn't let anything loosen up. So
I just hate it when I can't feel my hands.
My golf game suffered. It really did. But you know what? I'm okay with that because I had an excuse.
You know, I once saw somebody moving a house in Houston, and it fell off. This huge house fell off in the ditch.
When they got it on the tracks?
Yeah, they had it on the big, huge, on the big, huge flatbed, and the monster thing going down the road, and just slow motion, just tipped over in the ditch and broke up pretty bad. It was
Everybody's had an opportunity to see some of the houses being moved. It's a pretty amazing process with all the buyouts around Fargo and Moorhead. They've been moving a lot of houses, especially over the Moorhead side. A lot of houses have been moved, and it's a pretty amazing process watching how they jack everything up. I mean, by very small increments, get that on those big wheel sets, and it looks like the undercarriage of a B-52 bomber. Actually, is what all those wheels look like when they're under there, and how they don't crack walls and break windows, and it's an amazing process.
It is, and there are a lot of tie downs and a lot of support. But anyway, and a lot of people from Minnesota are wanting to move their homes and their farms and their businesses to North Dakota.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's even beautiful for I am officially an ex-Minnesotan. You know, I've been fighting against that kind of spend mania for most of my life as in politics. And you know, they're going to get it right, though, because finally they're going to get to the point when they realize, wait a minute, there's nobody paying taxes anymore, so we're going to have to do something else.
Well, no. It's like the Postal Service. Their answer will be raise more taxes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's like using stamps, so raise the price of stamps. Don't fix the problem. Just start charging more for the fewer people that are left. You know, last one out of the state, turn off the lights.
That's well said. Well, speaking of somebody that's unhappy about a change, it looks like you're going to have Shirvani with you.
Brand new chancellor coming at some point. I loved his comment with Dale Wetzel. Do you regret coming to the state? Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty candid. I think you're going to have a very interesting time. This is going to be on at 10, right?
You know, I don't understand. I mean, the guy was hired to do a job. He was doing the job. Just people didn't there needed to be wave created within higher education, and I think that's what he was doing. People didn't like his methodology a little bit more than anything else. But you know what? He was doing the job he was hired for, and he got faulted for it. And here's the bigger question is, does the Board of Higher Education precipitate this yesterday because they're looking at hedging their bet against that vote coming up this fall and trying to keep their jobs? I think that's the bigger question.
Well, there's eight of them. It was a unanimous decision, wasn't it?
Did they throw Shirvani under the bus for the sake of not having the people vote and eliminating the Board of Higher Education this fall? That's the question to me that I'd like answered.
Well, you're going to get a chance to talk to him, and also State Representative Bob Scarpole from Tioga is going to be on at 9:30. And he was kind of a Shivani's defender, I understand.
Yeah, he was. So was I. I think especially when you start looking towards NDSU and UND, some things needed to be reined in. They really did. And the process needed to be overhauled. When you're looking at students coming out of North Dakota universities with a huge debt load, the onus is put on keeping the kids in school so that you can cash in rather than turn those kids and get them through the doors. You know, I don't know too many people that come into a university, whether it's UND or NDSU, for a four-year degree and are out in 4 years. That's unheard of in North Dakota, and that's a problem. That just lends itself into the debt load. I had a opportunity to talk with President Brashani from NDSU yesterday, and he had attended school in California. Well, the problem in California is they have, quote-unquote, free tuition is what they like to tout it as, but everything's fees. You know, I'm going to date myself a little bit. When I started UND, I paid $650 a semester, and I had to scrape up the money for that because I paid for my own school. You know, I was raised, it's like you don't go to the bank and borrow all this money to do whatever. You know, if you have a job, you work and you pay for, I paid for school as I went back then. You know, what's tuition at UND or NDSU now a semester? It's a little growth issue since that $650 day.
You know, it is amazing how much, and then when you see the Pell Grants, when you see all of the money that is funneling into college, and then you have tenure, so you can have the most outrageous professor ever saying and doing anything he wants, and he's just reading his trucking out his tests from 20 years ago, where there's some new, you know, I think the whole tenure thing really weakens the system, among other things.
Now, I'm not against tenure, but I think there should be a limit on tenure. There should be a review process at some point. Somebody gets tenured early in their career and they're there for 40 years. I think that's a little bit of an issue. I think there's a problem with that. But it goes back to the same rationale of why are judges for the Supreme Court tenured?
Yeah, you know, they're tenured from day one.
Yeah, they're tenured for a reason, and it's right. To protect them from, in this case, intellectual bias or pressure being put on them to teach with an agenda. I think that system needs to be protected. Maybe it needs a little bit of an overhaul, a little tweak here or there. I think we got in trouble with higher education in North Dakota when student loans got taken out of the hands of the Bank of North Dakota.
I think do too.
That was a primary job. And now I'm not saying North Dakota wasn't making hay on that, because the rates at which they were charging were ridiculously high. But where we're going right now with education and where we have the wherewithal with the finances in this state, it would be awfully nice if we still were able to have the flexibility to craft a mechanism by which North Dakota kids could continue to get a great education, but at an affordable rate. I'm a firm believer that with this windfall, we should invest in the people of North Dakota, and by which that investment could take place is through education. And I think we could make it very affordable to educate the entire state of North Dakota, if so was your desire.
And, you know, it's the state's rights. The founding fathers certainly didn't believe that the government would be taking over student loans, you know.
Build it, they will come. Open phones at 9 o'clock on What's On Your Mind.
All right, we'll be back with some sports and then more preview of what's to come the rest of the day. Back in a minute.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654, or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Folks, kind of a bleaky day, but it's going to get better. After all, we live in America. Ain't that great? And if you're a Red Hawks fan or a Twins fan or a Heat fan or a Chicago Blackhawks fan, you got a few smiles around the wrinkles. And speaking for myself, I'm going to be 114 years old this year or less. The Red Hawks have managed to attain a major goal. They lost 8 out of their first 10 games and have just been fighting back to 500. 4 games in a row. A very impressive win yesterday. They finished off Lincoln 3-1. Nathan Kilcrease struck out 4 of the 5 batters he faced to get to the ninth inning after we saw Labor's strong start. He hasn't given up a run in 2 starts. Anyway, the Redhawks are really doing a great thing. And we're going to be able to give away some Red Hawks tickets in the Common Sense Club in future days. Far off. Looking forward to doing that. The Twins have also had an encouraging spasm. They've won 6 out of 7. They're getting ready to go to Kansas City tonight. I imagine the batters in Kansas City are putting on their padded long johns because Dudondo is has a gift of hitting batters. In his last win, he hit 3 Milwaukee batters and made the rest of them pretty nervous. You don't want to lean over the plate when a guy has no idea himself or his catcher where the ball's going to go. So the Twins and Cleveland lost, so the Twins are gaining on them. They've come from last place as well, and now they're in 3rd place, only 4.5 games behind 1st place Detroit, and 3.5 games behind 2nd place Cleveland. I'm beginning to think that maybe this is the swan song for the Spurs. I love that team. I love the character of that team. I love Parker, a magnificent point guard. He got 18 assists in one of the games to get him to this championship game against the Heat. 18 assists. Imagine that, folks. What if just 4 of those 18 baskets that his passing led to was a 3-pointer? You're talking 40 points that his passing led to. Then, in the last game, he got 37 points himself. Pretty amazing. Then you have the steadfast, consistent character of Tim Duncan, and who might be just a fraction slower than he was. Many people feel that this is their 4th shot at the big shiny basketball, maybe Duncan's last. Anyway, Parker's still kind of young. Certainly, another big basketball story was that Jason Kidd left. He retired. 19 years of basketball excellence, the 2nd most assists, the 2nd most steals in history, and he retired. But he was able to win. He said his greatest thrills were 2 gold medals for his country, and then he helped lead the Mavericks to a championship a couple of years ago to win NBA championship. So he was able to get his major goals in his life. And now the overwhelmingly powerful LeBron James will come to the elegant and the precision and the discipline of the Spurs. It's going to be an amazing contest. Chicago Blackhawks have won two in a row. They're looking very, very powerful. The French Open used to be such a fun thing for me to watch when there was Americans involved. All the Americans are now gone, except for Serena Williams. Rafael Nadal, Djokovic have advanced to the next round. So that's kind of an overview of sports, except for one interesting thing. The Hawks just signed a suspended infielder. He was a major leaguer. He got a 50-game suspension for violating the drug prevention treatment program. But it sounds as though he's got some kind of medical issue. He had tested positive for Adderall, which is used to treat ADD. And apparently he feels like he had ADD, so he's trying to get a diagnosis to where Adderall would be an acceptable regimen for him. He played with the Redhawks way back in 2011, batting .339 with 24 doubles and 4 home runs and 37 RBIs in 56 games. So a really good team, a team that is definitely with an upward bullet, the Redhawks, got some really neat help. He will add slashing power and the ability to play a few positions, Simonek said. We need the bat. He likes to play, and as long as he likes to play, we're going to give him a chance to play. It's an interesting thing. The American Association is a place for players got some troubles, some bounces on the way up, the way down, still with the hope of the little boy, the hope and the dream alive. So we wish Rutherford, C.J. Rutherford, all of the best, and hope to go and see him, folks. Got a ton of games left. We've just basically got the season started and ready to go. Then Deacon Jones died. Great NFL legend, the Deacon. Remember him? Big, strong, smiley, powerful. Deacon Jones passed away. That's kind of a sad thing. Well, we're going to be back with more of the morning show in just a few minutes. Very happy you're with us. The weather is a going and growing consideration. Some tornadoes actually touched down across southwest North Dakota out in Bowman, a place that's absolutely as green as it's probably ever been this time of year. But they saw the first touchdown at 4:15, 2 miles southwest of Bowman in Bowman County. And then apparently there was three of them. The second one was in Golden Valley County, 30 miles north of Rami. And it did knock down some small trees, 5 or 6 inches in diameter. And the third one touched down briefly just north of Hettinger in Adams County. Only damage we got from these was just a few trees and somebody's porch. So it's nothing like the horror that's been happening in Oklahoma. I'm sure you heard about the three intrepid storm chasers. Did you ever see the movie Twister? Or did you ever see these people, come very, very close? It's amazing that this hasn't happened more often, but the fact that a father and a son and another helper for the TV show Chasers all perished, they have learned invaluable information about advance warning, about the nature of tornadoes. They learned the hard way. They got too close. Lives will be saved because of their sacrifice and their efforts. The overwhelming North Dakota weather story, though, is of course the news, the rain, and it does look like we're going to come into a better harbor this weekend with some less rain, and that'll be very, very encouraging. But we're having absolute record delays in the planting and the immaturity. Not only have we had way too much weather, but the degree days haven't been adequate. You've got to have you got to have some warmth, you got to have sunshine and rain and some warmth to heat up the ground, have germination. So we are off to a pretty slow start, but it is amazing how a 90-degree day and nice breezes can ramp things up. Have you ever heard corn growing? I actually have. I was in Iowa close to the Field of Dreams. I was trying to get a job years ago with Alan Keyes, actually, when he ran for president. And I stayed on a farm very close to the Field of Dreams where the corn eventually, they said, got 12 feet high. And could actually hear it popping and snapping and could see it kind of lurch. It was an amazing sight. I used to think that was baloney. Anyhow, some more of the headlines in the world. Kerry vows to sign UN gun control treaty. Must be ratified by Congress. This is really fundamental, folks, in a number of ways. It shows the lack of respect for U.S. sovereignty of Kerry. Lack of respect for our Constitution. This, many people of the NRA and a lot of people that understand the agenda. Remember, the United Nations does not regard the right to property or the right to bear arms as fundamental. They don't regard the rights that our founding fathers delineated in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution as fundamental to all humanity. Where we believe that the right to bear arms is quintessential to keeping our freedom. So this is a big deal. It's going to grow and grow. Then there's another issue, 5-4, kind of a daunting Big Brother kind of a challenge to our quaverings. The Supreme Court votes okay to government DNA databases. Well, you know, they're going to find out more and more and more about us. Database, everybody's DNA is different. And, of course, they're going back and they're finding out some unsolved crimes. They're hoping they're going to be able to, especially, now remember, at this point, it's for very serious offenders. But, again, privacy, the right to privacy, the feeling, the incredible intrusiveness of our federal government that we're seeing more and more as we find out the unfolding, burgeoning scandal of the IRS. Folks, what do you think about all that? What do you think about our privacy? How sacrosanct is it? I'm talking about law-abiding people being asked everything about their associations and their donors and all that kind of thing. And this UN control treaty, this is going to be a huge deal. Another thing that is just growing is 2/3 of the people say they may not insure under Obamacare. Everybody believes that really understand the hidden agenda is something that Obama and Hillary have said way back when, and the socialists have been saying forever, they want single payer. They want to regard medicine as a civil right and that anybody can join at any time and, you know, no personal responsibility, no local control. The big roadblock is going to be doctors doing fee-based service. Anyway, we're going to be back with the kind of the wrap-up of the day's 5 hours that you're going to be with us, the What's on Your Mind segment. They're going to look at a lot of things. Steve is going to be heading that up today, and that'll be from 9 to 11. We'll be back with What's the Common Sense Club at 11 to 1.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine, you can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. and it's North Dakota made.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Tuesday to you. Said, Dad, I'm playing. Hope you're having a pleasant time as you get ready for your day. Looking forward to another day of freedom. Anyway, Mark, the freedom poet here, really matters to me. I just saw something that was kind of upsetting about freedom. It looks as though the Obama administration regards Hamas terrorists and Catholics and evangelicals as extremists. You know, I saw something very disturbing. I saw Homeland Security big SUV, big black SUVs outside of a Tea Party gathering. This coupled with the systematic hatred for the Constitution and people that defend it, for people that call America back to patriotism. Tea parties, taxed enough already. Anybody that stands up against massive explosion of the federal government is the enemy of our government. We've come to a place, folks, it's pretty serious. On a local level, monster story about the whole North Dakota Board of Higher Education accepting Ham Shirvani's resignation because he wanted a 3-year contract and they had a disagreements on a lot of levels. In the early first segment of today, we heard a cut that Shivani felt this was the most awful time that he and his wife had ever spent. He wished he wasn't going to be here. That's pretty sad for a man that's going to get an $800,000 severance agreement. Was making $350,000 a year. It goes to show you folks that money can't buy happiness. You got to have a working situation where you get along with the people you're with, and there's communication. Apparently, he had like eight regents that he was having some conflict with. Anyway, that's going to unfold before your very ears on the What's on Your Mind segment today. Start at 9:30. Steve Bakken will have State Representative Bob Scarpole from Tioga with him, a chancellor, and who defended Shivani, but apparently was part of the unanimous agreement to cut him loose. And then at 10, Ham Shivani himself will be on. And that's got to be very interesting. Be ready with your questions. This is all of upper and, higher education in North Dakota. There's all kinds of issues, tuition, costs, management, process, development. Bottom line is, what's best for the kids? What's the regimen and the focus? How can kids get their degrees in 4 years? How much emphasis is there on early counseling, career counseling, and that sort of thing? There's all kinds of, there's just endless issues before you even get to curriculum, which, to me, I've always thought that's the most important thing. But right now, when you've got the chancellor, the leader of the ship, is gone without a replacement until 2015, it looks like. Is that a vacuum? How is it going to be filled? There's a lot of questions there. Then there was a very, very irksome, egregious, frustrating story in the forum about a man that's two brothers that raped a couple of 13-year-old girls. They were convicted of raping two 13-year-old girls, and this one fellow only gets 5 years. How do you feel about that? The judge felt like 20 years, which was what they could have gotten, what he could have gotten, was too long. 5 years was the extreme least he could have gotten for this high-degree felony rape. So those are going to be two of the major issues for What's on Your Mind. But it's your show, folks, and it's going to be on K-Fire and Williston, and Dickinson and Tioga and here in Grand Forks. It's going to be, here in Fargo. So everybody in North Dakota is going to get a chance to listen to and weigh in and think about that whole thing. And then at 10:30, Captain George Burke, retired U.S. Air Force veteran of Vietnam, also plane crash and burn survivor, as well as motivational speaker and author, will be speaking at North Dakota Patriot Guards Korean Vietnam Veterans Welcome Home Ceremony at the Bismarck Civic Center, and he's going to be on at 10:30 with Steve. So that ought to be very interesting. This marks the 60th anniversary of the end of the Korean War and the 40th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. I was talking to Rusty Ort the other night, talking about all of these veterans of foreign wars, of Iraq and Afghanistan, that are killing themselves. There's many every day, several. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people coming home from combat, whether it's from the Vietnam era or forward, who are taking their lives, folks. There's something seriously wrong. There's a huge gap in the welcome home, in the helping these people deal with the terror and the fear. I remember one time I was going around South Dakota with Judge Roy Moore's Ten Commandment Monument, and I saw a man who was just shaking in terror, but he stood up and gave the Pledge of Allegiance, but he was still terrified from his Iraq service. We got to love these people back home, folks. We're going to be a lot going on today. What's on Your Mind, 9 to 11, and then the Common Sense Club thereafter. Thank you so much for listening. Hope your day is great.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nesson Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.